president says we're not finished on Jack Callahan. Fox News, in his State of the Union message, urging Republicans to work with him to finish the job of rebuilding the economy.
We have more to do, but here at home, inflation is coming down. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down, not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months.
But the president also said some of my Republican friends are trying to take the economy hostage, referring to GOP demands for federal spending cuts to increase the country's debt limit. He was met with resounding boos from Republicans when he suggested some want to make cuts in Social Security and Medicare. In the Republican response, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president is unfit to serve.
President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record. The most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military, and a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats destroyed it all.
Governor Sanders said Republicans will hold the administration accountable. Rescue workers racing against time and the elements trying to find survivors in the rubble of the earthquake in Turkey and Syria.
It is a scene being played out all over Turkey. Here in this town in southern Turkey, these rescue workers desperately trying to find anybody still alive in the rubble of this apartment building. All the while, friends, family, loved ones watch and wait.
Fox's Greg Palcott. More than 7,700 people have been found dead, with thousands more missing. Wall Street higher on Tuesday. The Dow up 265 points. NASDAQ added 226. The S&P 500 closing 53 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The county government in Los Angeles taking steps to make guns harder to get.
The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors unanimously passes several motions aimed at tightening gun sales and ownership in unincorporated areas, including banning the sale of guns or ammunition of 50 caliber or more, prohibiting carrying firearms on county property other than by sworn officers, and creating a 1,000-foot buffer zone around gun stores and child-sensitive areas like schools. Also supporting a bid to reestablish the 10-year national assault rifle ban, prohibiting the sale of these firearms and high-capacity magazines to anyone under the age of 21. The vote follows several mass shootings in California, including one in L.A. County's Monterey Park that left 11 people dead. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New York City police officer Adid Fayez has died after being taken off life support. He was off duty when he was shot in the head over the weekend. Missouri has put convicted killer Raheem Taylor to death for killing his girlfriend and her three children in 2004. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to intervene. A former stockbroker has been convicted on terrorism charges.
Ruslan Maratovich Asainov, a U.S. citizen born in Kazakhstan, was found guilty of providing and attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The jury also found his actions caused at least one death, which means he faces the potential of life in prison. Prosecutors say the former stockbroker from New York converted to Islam around 2009 and left his family in 2013 to head to Syria. Prosecutors say he fought in numerous battles and built a notable profile in ISIS by becoming a sniper and later an instructor of nearly 100 other long-range shooters. His lawyers didn't dispute that he went to Syria and affiliated with ISIS, but they argued that his accounts of his role were boasts. His sentencing is set for June 7th. In New York, Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.